Here's Check on Stores. We're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast calls for a partly sunny day today, high 70 to 75. We'll get the details in just a few minutes from Pat Pagano himself. Taking a look at some of the stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. In North Canaan, a 50-year-old Canaan woman charged with second-degree assault for allegedly shoving her 50-year-old boyfriend down a flight of stairs, telling police he just kind of slipped. In a story in today's Republican American, the child's boyfriend said she had refused to attend her son's baseball game on the afternoon of April 27th because the ex-husband usually attended. The decision gnawed at her, a police investigation revealed. They had dinner and drinks instead of watching the game. Then they argued. The couple reportedly had a tumultuous relationship, according to the investigation. They were still arguing at 10:30 at the top of the stairs that night when police allege Latrell used both hands to push her boyfriend down the stairs. He was badly hurt when he landed at the bottom, ending up being driven by a relative, Charlotte Hunkford Hospital in Torrington, where he remained for 2 days with punctured lung and broken ribs. After turning herself in on a warrant and appearing for arraignment on Tuesday in Torrington Superior Court, her bond was reduced to promise to appear. The judge issued a protective order against her to keep the two apart. The walls of Noble Horizon will be adorned with a collection of new artwork thanks to the generosity of Susan and Tino Galuzzo, the couple who own the White Gallery on Main Street in Lakeville that closed in October of 2019, donated a variety of pieces that hung in their home. Tino Galuzzo said they just didn't have enough space in the house for all the works they amassed. As they surveyed them, Susan Galuzzo focused on an Andrew Wythe print of another woman's face. That gave her the idea of donating to Noble Horizons, a senior community. She called Catherine Birchfield, director of the community relations, and the arrangement was made. The artwork is first being shown in the meeting room so it can be enjoyed by many. An opening reception was held Friday evening for the public. Birchfield said the pieces eventually would be hung throughout the facility. Affordable housing was discussed in Cornwall. Without a variety of housing opportunities, the town can wither, according to proponents of bringing more affordable lodging to the community. Cornwall officials have been vocal and proactive, raising the awareness on Saturday at the Cornwall Library. In that conversation, 80 listeners tuned in to a virtual talk between Ingrid Allen, a professor of urban planning, and Maggie Cooley of the Cornwall Housing Corporation. The program was moderated by documentary filmmaker Bill McLean. Chronic homelessness has doubled across western Massachusetts, according to experts. Of all four western Massachusetts counties, over 2,800 people faced homelessness one night in February. That's an increase from last year. That number of chronically homeless people has more than doubled. The reasons are known. The solutions remain elusive, according to the panel. Jerry McCaffrey, director of Springfield's Office of Housing and the Hampton Continuum Care, quote, "We have nowhere near enough housing in our areas, and rentals spend far more than what is reasonable on housing costs." Tree removal on Main Street in Millerton is happening today. The trees that are being removed are all diseased and their roots have grown under the sidewalk. The trees cannot be removed after the new sidewalk is in, as that would damage the new sidewalk. The replacement trees will be planted as soon as the sidewalk project on Main Street is completed. If you have any questions or issues, contact Gene at 617-512-2488. In Sharon, the Planning and Zoning Commission has their regular meeting. That is today at 5:30. In Salisbury, coming up tomorrow, the Pope Land Design Committee has a special meeting at 10 a.m. In North Canaan, tonight at 7:30, the Board of Finance regular meeting and the budget public hearing. In Falls Village, Recreation Commission has their regular meeting today. In Kent, the Sustainable Team meeting happens at 10 o'clock this morning. Board of Selectmen have a special meeting at noon. The ARPA Assessment Subcommittee meeting has at 4:30. Conservation Commission regular meeting at 7. In Dover, the Town Board has a special meeting today. The annual town meeting of Sharon will come up on the 13th. Mass and social distancing are required. You can attend at the Town Hall. The Weavertuck PTA presents a big day, and that is a community day, which is coming up on Saturday at Weavertuck High School in between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Also at that event, they will dedicate the brand-new healthcare center at the school. Women's Support Services has their rare plant and garden and antique sale at Lime Rock Park on Saturday. That happens beginning at 7:30 in the morning and going until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Of course, on Sunday, they will have their garden tours going on. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken and interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. They have special menus every night of the week and a tapas menu, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 32,160.74, the NASDAQ at 11,737.67, and the S&P 500 at 4,001.05. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.